This is a production of the Very Dental Podcast Network.
Alan Mead is a dentist with too much time on his hands and too much recording equipment in his basement. Armed with an obsession to bring entertaining and informative content to the dental world in a way that's never been done before, I give you the Alan Mead Experience.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Alan Mead Experience. I'm your host, Dr. Alan Mead. I am a dentist, podcaster, and lawn maintenance professional. Actually, amateur. I don't get paid to take care of the lawn. I pay to have lawns taken care of on some level, but I have spent a fair amount of my life mowing lawns, so I guess I'm an advanced amateur. In any case, I have a story to tell you that involves lawn mowing and time management and shame and flashbacks and all kinds of stuff. It's a I don't know if it's a good story or not, but it's fresh in my mind, and I kind of want to take a lemon that I was handed and turn it into some lemonade. So let me just tell you a little bit about my situation. So many of you have probably heard I live on a farm. I live on a horse farm outside of a town called Midland, Michigan. We're 10 or 12 miles out of town. We live in the middle of nowhere. I have 40 acres, and about 8 of it is cleared for a horse farm. And then the other 32 have trails on them, and they're wooded. It's real pretty. It's a nice place to be. It is. I probably got 3 or 4 acres of lawn to mow, and it's a country lawn. It is not manicured by any means. I'm sure there are plenty of people listening right now that have well manicured lawns. Probably a lot of you guys have someone else do your lawn for you. That you're the smart ones for sure. But then there's probably a few of you out there who really like to work on your yard, and that's a sickness, I think. I don't like to work on my yard, but I kind of find myself needing to. I definitely would prefer not to, but you kind of have to do something with it. In any case, so I have a lot of grass. We have a pond. It is not manicured. It's definitely it's a horse farm, and it's pretty rustic. And I don't have, it isn't a well manicured place like some places. And because I'm just not good at that stuff. And if you really wanted to keep our place really well manicured, you'd have to hire someone for sure. And I don't want to spend the money on that, to be honest, because it'd be a big job. It would be a big job, to be sure. We at the office, I have a service that takes care of the lawn. They do a nice job, and they can do it quickly because they'll have, you know, 4 guys come out, 2 guys on big mowers and 2 guys with weed whips, and they're in and out in no time. It makes sense to do it that way. It doesn't cost that much, and it looks nice. And they're the same people who clear the snow. So yes, it makes perfect sense to have them do it at the office. I will say this stupidly: when I first bought this place 10 years ago, which is literally, we started in the new office 10 years ago this September. And what I remember was 10 years ago at this time in August, I was spending most of my evenings after work putting the office together. We did a lot of the work on my office. I say we, I mean my office team. And I hired a couple guys. We did a lot of it ourselves. I didn't hire a big company to take care of it or anything like that, which there are times, apparently I'm a guy who I think I have not seen the value in taking out a big loan to have someone do it professionally, someone design it. And probably that is to my detriment on some level, but we did a lot of the work, and I was able to pay for it kind of as I went, which was a nice way to not take out a huge loan on it. So I don't, what I pay on for my mortgage in this building, shoot, I have 5 years left on the building, and I will have paid it off. In any case, someone else takes care of the lawn there, and someone now takes care. I used to take care of the driveway. I would literally drive my truck over with a plow, which was, you know, 26 miles. It was so stupid. And I would do the driveway. And then, of course, if it wasn't done very well, it was my fault. It was so dumb. I like anyone who lives in a snowy area who has a parking lot realizes the very best money you can spend on anything is to have someone else plow your driveway. So when you pull in that morning, your driveway looks amazing and it looks clear and your patients are safe to get from their cars to the, yeah, it makes no sense to do it yourself. Yet somehow for a little while I was even doing that, but I don't anymore. But at home, I kind of refuse to pay someone else to do it. Now I have two able-bodied sons that I should probably teach how to do. And I think they would probably be game. There's a reason that I haven't done that yet. And I'll tell you about that. So I have a mower. It's called a Great Dane Surfer. I've probably talked about it on the podcast before. It's a stand up 0-degree turn mower. And I got it in our old house. Excuse me, our old house. I mean, we moved into the house I live in now in 2004, and I had this mower. I think I moved into the house before that in 2000 or something like that. So I think I had this mower. I got this mower in like 2000. This mower is 23 years old. I got it new. I remember it was like $5,200 for this mower, which seemed an exorbitant amount to spend on a mower. And it's like an industrial grade mower. And it was $5,200 in 2000. I took a loan out for the $5,200 mower. I don't remember exactly how much I paid per month, but I financed it because it was a big purchase for me in 2000. And I still have the mower and it still runs. But 23 years later and a fair amount of slack maintenance on my part, it runs and it cuts the grass and does okay. The 0-degree turn part, the steering is really messed up. And I've actually had it maintained over the years multiple times and had people try and fix the steering. And it just doesn't, like, it won't go straight. It's like a, no matter what you do, it's like a shopping cart that pulls to the right. You know how the shopping cart wheels, sometimes you'll get one. You just can't get it to go straight. No matter what I do, I can't seem to get this thing to go straight. It's got the two kind of joysticks and you're constantly having to straighten this thing. It's super annoying. And over the last couple of years, I have looked at new mowers, and new mowers that would do what I needed to do at my house are going to be $7,000 plus. I've seen some really cool ones. I've thought about it and I'm like, God, let's do it. Again, I'm a cheapskate on this stuff. Like I know a lot of dentists would just throw money at this problem, and I probably should, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet. Anyhow, so my dad last year, I think, got a Cub Cadet lawn tractor, and it's really nice. It's a nice little lawn tractor. It's quick. You can adjust the height that it cuts grass on. It's actually got like a grass catcher, this big kind of tub on the back of it where it's a real nice little mower. I was recently over at their house and I saw it. It was out because my nephew was going to cut his lawn. And I'm like, man, that's really nice. I drove it around. I'm like, this is really cool. And so I asked him, I said, could I bring that over to my house and try that? And he was like, sure. And so I had my birthday last week. And one of the gifts that my wife gave me, and you don't understand how much of a gift this is until you realize how involved I am with my kids. Like basically when I'm not at work, in the summertime, I'm hanging out with the guys one way or the other, taking them to what they need, taking them places to the things that they're doing, you know, baseball or we do a lot of stuff as a family together. And it's cool. It's great. But time for myself is a little hard to come by sometimes. Just time to like do whatever, to, you know, ride my bike or chill out or go to a movie. Like, it just doesn't happen very much. And I have to say, I've said this before, I don't really have a lot of friends around here. Most of my friends are on the internet and live away. So because I don't have a lot of friends around here, I don't do a lot of things with other people. I end up kind of doing them by myself or with my kids. So for my birthday, my wife, one of the things that she's going to do, she took the boys down this weekend, actually on a Saturday, to Lansing to visit her sister. And they went to a museum and they're going to a reptile fair, which is my youngest son's big into snakes and reptiles and amphibians, stuff like that. And so I had Saturday and Sunday to myself, which is bordering on miraculous. So I was very excited. And one of the things I was going to do, is I was going to try this lawnmower. So I fed the horses yesterday morning and I hooked up. We have a big, it's like a huge car hauler of a trailer hooked up to the back of our big dually pickup truck that it's a farm truck. Everything we have is like that. It's beat up, but we've used it hard and it's beat up. So I went over to my dad's house and picked up the lawn tractor. And I have to tell you that neither one of us were sure how to take the little chute for the catcher, the grass catcher off. I got to say that we don't ever catch the grass at my house. Like I said, it's not manicured. It looks pretty good when you mow it, and we don't catch the grass and do anything with it. We just kind of mulch it into the, so I was just going to do that. And I figured we could just, it would go up the chute and it would just come out the back where the bag catches it normally. Cause we couldn't figure out quite how to take this thing off. So no big deal. I took it home. I started mowing with it, and within 10 minutes I had broken it. Actually, it looked really nice. It cut really well. You could raise and lower the, but it just got so bogged down with grass, and I didn't quite know what the problem was. And the problem was that the chute that goes to the bagging thing got gunked up. Our grass is long, and it was wet, and it was heavy. And this is a lawn tractor for people that have regular houses in regular neighborhoods that don't have a lawn like ours. I mean, I got 3 acres of heavy grass to mow. This is just not the right thing for it. I didn't know. I wanted to try it. So I broke my dad's mower in 10 minutes. It took no time at all to break this thing. And I could, like, it wouldn't start. It wouldn't. And I didn't know exactly what was going on. I could get up underneath the blades, and one of the blades was all hung up. It couldn't turn. I don't know exactly what happened. But so immediately, I felt full of shame. I felt like this is, and I flashed back to college and dental school. And basically I was a bit of a sad sack back in those days. If dumb stuff like this happened to me, I would spiral. I basically, like, in college and in dental school, I constantly, this talk in my head was, stupid stuff always happens to me. I took everything personally. Like it was because I'm me that dumb stuff happens. And I flashed right back to that. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. 10 minutes into this thing, I've already broken this thing. And I, you know, I have self-esteem issues over the years. I've definitely had that problem where dental school did it to me, and college kind of did it to me. I did fine in college, but just, I remember feeling like stupid. I would get myself into these dumb things where things would break or things would be stuck, right? Or I get myself into a situation that I didn't know how to get out of, and I would take it very personally. Like only this dumb stuff happens to me. When in reality, I think it kind of happens to everyone, but I just couldn't see it like that. And I flashed right back to that. Like, I'm like 10 minutes in and this thing's broken. And I'm like, this is because it's me. Only dumb stuff like this happens to me. I was spiraling for a little while yesterday. So this 2 days of, you know, respite where I was going to have time to myself, I'm realizing I've broken my dad's mower and I have to figure out how to fix it. It wasn't that I wasn't going to tell him. That wasn't the case. I wanted to see if I could figure, I figured it couldn't be broken that badly because it just got bogged down with grass and stopped and then it wouldn't start. So I'm like, it's not like I hit a rock with it or something like that. It was just like the grass was too heavy for it, but for the love of God, I could not get the thing to start again. It wanted to turn over, so I pushed this thing, which is great. It's a big, heavy lawn tractor, and it has a neutral. It rolls, but it doesn't roll easily. So I push the thing, and every time I'd kind of walk away for 10 minutes and come back and hope maybe it would fix itself. It's like restarting your computer. I don't know what's wrong with the computer, but you know what? If you restart it 9 times out of 10, that fixes it. Well, that was not the case. It did not want to start up. It kept making this pathetic little sound, and it wouldn't turn over. And every time I do it, I'd be, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. Well, there's a mower repair place that's 5 miles down the road. It is the local mom and pop place that everyone in town knows about. Nicest people ever. They can fix anything. But, you know, ever since COVID, like, I just figured that I would be dropping this mower off at their place and hopefully they could fix it soon enough that my dad would be able to use it again soon enough. I was just feeling terrible about the whole thing. Like, what a mess. And I took it over to Ted's. I loaded it up on the trailer again, which was something, because this thing was not wanting to go up the ramp, just being pushed up. So I ended up getting both of my children, who hadn't left for Lansing yet. Sean's bigger than me, by the way. I'm a 215 pound guy. Sean's taller than me and bigger than me, and Jacob is gaining fast. I apparently, my wife and I make large children, and it was a very good thing for this day, because I tried to push that thing up on my own. I had no luck. I bought these bruisers out. We had it up there in no time flat. So thank God for having strong boys. So I pushed it up on the, we pushed it up on the trailer, and I took it over to Ted's. And of course you go to a mower repair place where, you know, you've done something stupid and you don't know how to fix it. And so, like, I have a history of mower repair places. Like, I feel like I walk in and they just roll their eyes at what a dummy I am, because I'm not handy. I don't know how to fix anything. And they were very kind about the whole thing. I owned right up to it. I said, well, I was on, the grass was too heavy. And what I didn't realize was the biggest problem probably was the fact that I didn't take the chute off of it that would take the grass up to the bagging thing. And that, with the heavy wet grass, it just got stuck. So you can imagine all that grass got stuck and the chute was going nowhere. And so it just kept bogging down in the blades. And so the blade just got bogged down. So they took it off the trailer. Actually, it's really funny. They got it started on the trailer. So I was already thinking that we were in better shape than I thought, because I'm like, man, what? But the blades wouldn't turn. So something... It was this, they only charged me for service. Like, they didn't have to replace any parts or anything like that. And they did, you know, it was like 20 minutes. They took it off the trailer and were able to fix it in 20 minutes. And the thing was running again like a top. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a miracle. I'd already told my dad what was going on. I figured I'd be leaving it there for them to fix, but they got it fixed right there on the spot, which is borders on miraculous as it stands. Right. So I put it back on the trailer, and the guy says, you know, you should go power wash this or something, so it looks all nice for your dad. These people were feeling my pain for how stupid I am, and they were so kind to fix this thing. They have it's called Ted's Lawn Service. I'm putting Ted's website link in the show notes, because Ted's saved my life. And I would say it would be worth driving to Ted's for any small engine repair. I would say at least in the 3-state radius, these guys are so good. Anyhow, they fixed it for me. And the guy's right. I did. I took it back to my house, and I'm like, I am going to power wash it, because it looked like, I mean, my lawn is a different animal than the lawn that this mower is used to mowing, for sure. It looked like it had been to war and back. So I popped it back on the trailer. And all this time, you know, with this big dually truck and trailer, and with the big, I didn't drive very fast with it. I had it kind of cinched down with some pressure straps and stuff like that. But I was worried, you know, our trailer's old, and some of the boards on the trailer are a bit punky. So I'm driving, this is so good. I'm driving back to my house, which again is in the country. Nothing's close when you're out in the country. I go over a bump, and all of a sudden, the bottom end of the mower dips in my rearview mirror. I'm like, oh my God. It literally broke through one of the punky boards, just one wheel. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So I got it home, and I didn't break anymore. Just the board was broken. I'm like, oh my God. So I did. I power washed it, so it looked really good. And Dad's like, well, you got to just take the bagger off and finish the lawn. And I'm like, there is no way I'm risking breaking your mower again. So I did. I got it back to his house. I got it off. He felt bad. I'm like, dude, you don't have to feel bad. I did everything that went wrong was me. I did everything wrong here. There's no, he did nothing wrong. And I dropped it off at his house. I told him I really appreciated it, and everything was good there. But I'd started mowing the lawn, and honestly, I didn't really feel much like mowing the lawn at this point. I'd already burned about 3.5-4 hours trying to fix this thing, trying to get it of my day that was supposed to be my special day that I could go do whatever I wanted to. I really didn't want to mow the lawn, but you know what? You don't leave the lawn half mowed. And I'm telling you, a half mowed lawn when it's like a country lawn and it's been raining for the last two weeks with plenty of sun and you haven't mowed it for a couple weeks, it's like a jungle. You know, the fact that you've got some of it mowed and some of it not, it's like a friggin' mohawk. It was probably, I mean, the grass was at least 4 inches long in most places. It was really long. So I got out my old mower, which still runs. I don't love because it doesn't run straight and it's kind of a pain, but all of a sudden I realized my mower is serious business. Like my mower can take this stuff down like nothing. I can abuse my mower with this lump because it's big industrial strength. You know, yeah, it's 23 years old, but it was built for someone who does lawns for a living. So it worked. I was thinking to myself, you know, this mower is pretty good. It's not bad at all, considering, you know, what I just about killed my dad's mower on this thing. So clearly our lawn is pretty serious, especially since I don't mow it very often. So I finished the lawn and it was another 2 hours. So it's just like, ugh. So by the time I finished the lawn, it was well into the afternoon and I had big plans. I was hoping to go to my favorite place to ride my bike and I didn't end up doing that. I just sort of bailed out on that. I rode my bike a little bit just around here and I had a nice dinner and everything was fine. But I was like, man, you know, all of this was all my doing. Like I didn't have to do any of this stuff. I didn't even have to mow the lawn, much less borrow my dad's mower. And like all of the complications that I ran into were my doing. it goes back to, I was in drug treatment 21 years ago, basically. And I learned a lot of things, but one of the things that I learned was that almost all of my problems are of my own doing. Like I got to own pretty much all of them. Like, and that's something that is not common. Like, I think it's easy for you to want to blame everyone else or other things for your problems. And I look at like this whole dumb episode that happened yesterday was all me. I didn't have to borrow it. I have a perfectly good mower. I don't love it. It's, you know, it needs some work. And guess what? Ted's going to be the one to fix it, doggone. I'm taking it to Ted's as soon as I can. But it's working fine. And it did mow the lawn quite well. Thank you very much. But I had to complicate everything by trying something new or different. And was it horrible to think that maybe my dad's mower would be good? No. But I mean, like, I didn't need to do that. I added that complication myself. And by adding that complication, I basically wrecked half of my day with this. So sometimes you just got to get out of your own way and just kind of let things happen. That's kind of where I was with that. The other thing is that I have to say I'm pleased with the fact that when I started to spiral and feel kind of ashamed about, you know, the fact that, oh, here, stupid Al doesn't know what he's doing and he's, you know, 10 minutes and he's broken the mower and all that stuff. I took that for like a few minutes. I was taking that really personally. And then I'm like, you know, I've got a great truck and I've got a trailer. I can take this somewhere to have it fixed. It's not like this is the end of the world. I didn't spiral for very long. Where I remember shooting dental school, I could be like that for days. And that doesn't, dental school, you remember, man, the hits just kept coming. For people like me, dental school was really hard because I just wasn't resilient. And dental school sort of beat you down, particularly, you know, back in the mid 90s. That's when I was in dental school. They were, you know, there weren't a lot of nice people there. And you had to find the instructors that were helpful and you had to seek them out. Bottom line, I learned to roll around in my problems and you know, and not take responsibility for them. And when in reality, I think with a better attitude and more gratitude in your life, you don't have to spend that much time in those problems. So yes, most problems are of my own making. That's still the case. I didn't spend all that long in the problem this time. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I spent a long time mowing the damn lawn, but I didn't spend that long time feeling ashamed of myself for having broken the mower. Because, of course, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do it on purpose. I just didn't know any better. It was just a matter of, and if I were doing it again, I would know better now. And the other thing, I have two burly children who are there to help me put that thing up on the trailer and get the job done. And then I had a place like Ted's that was willing to, you know, take 20 minutes and fix it right there on the spot for me instead of waiting 3 weeks, which is their normal wait time. So between the fact that I kind of took charge of the problem and asked for some help, it turned out pretty good. It turned out pretty good. Yeah, I burned a lot of my day. But guess what? I got today's Sunday. It's Sunday morning. It's early. And I told myself, I'm going to get this podcast recorded before I go ride my bike. So I'm going to do that. I'm not, the weekend is not burned completely. My lawn is mowed. Dad's mower is fixed. And I've still got today to go ride my bike. So things are looking up. But it is funny that I can still fall into those patterns if I'm not careful. So I have to be very aware of that. I have no idea if anyone would find this helpful or not. I know that Dad knows what was, he'll probably be listening to this too. Dad knows kind of what happened, and I don't know if he knows what happens in my brain, but there it is. That's the long and short of it. But things are better now than they used to be with the way that I handled this stupid problem. Today, I don't have to mow the lawn, so that's a good thing. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear what you think of my dumb lawnmower parable. because it's this is my life. I tell you what, man, I spend too much time on Instagram with all these people that look like they have these amazing, perfect lives. I've never seen anyone on Instagram who was so dumb that they broke their dad's lawnmower in 10 minutes. I've not seen that one on Instagram. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe I need a different kind of Instagram with regular stupid people like me who have dumb things happen to them and they have to solve their problems. I don't know. It's a whole other podcast episode. I appreciate you guys listening. If you have any comments or if you want to talk about lawnmower maintenance or that sort of thing, go to the Facebook group, the Very Dental Facebook group. You can get in with one of, I think, five passwords now. I think we have Timmerman, Hornbrook, McQuethy, Lipscomb, or Papa Randy. Any of those five passwords will get you in the Very Dental Facebook group. We have lots of good conversations there. Conversations about dumb lawnmower antics and other things. It's great over there. Thank you guys a ton for listening. If you get a chance, go rate and review on whatever podcast app you're using. I could use a few more reviews. We haven't had any. The last review is still the one where the person was mad at me for chewing bacon in their ear at Voices of Dentistry. I feel like I'd like to cover that one up. That one still comes up the most recent. So go write me a review so I don't have to look at the bacon chewing incident over and over again. More shame for Al to deal. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks a ton for listening. The Very Dental Podcast Network is and always will remain free to download. If you'd like to support the shows you love at Very Dental, then show a little love to the people that support us. Crazy Dental has everything you need, from cotton rolls to equipment and everything in between, and the best prices you'll find anywhere. If you head over to verydentalpodcast.com/crazy and use coupon code VERYDENTAL10, you'll get another 10% off your order. Go save yourself some money and support the show all at the same time. The Wondrous Agency is basically a one-stop shop for marketing your practice and your brand. From logo redesign to a full-service marketing plan, the folks at Wondrous have you covered. Go check them out at verydentalpodcast.com/wondrous. Cadre offers the best service on a wide variety of digital scanners, printers, mills, and even their very own browser-based design software, Clinics. Cadre has been a huge supporter of the Very Dental Podcast Network, and I can tell you that you'll get no better service on everything digital dentistry than the folks from Cadre. Go check them out at verydentalpodcast.com/cadre. Innova Illumination makes the very best loops and headlights, including their new ergonomic angled prism loops. They also distribute loop-mounted cameras and even the amazing line of Zoomax microscopes. If you want to help out the podcast while upping your magnification and headlight game, you need to head over to verydentalpodcast.com/innova to see their whole line of products.